Shmuel, he didn't care for only for himself, but for others he cared very much. Yeah, only for himself he didn't care. One day, one of his relatives told him, one of his friends told him, oh, I have so much debt, you have no idea, I'm completely falling apart. Shmuel, of course, didn't even have enough money to eat breakfast. Still, he did all he could do to help him. First of all, he went to his friend, and he helped him to please try to organize $10,000 for him. We're talking about 40, 50 years ago, $10,000. It's like saying $100,000 today. Yeah. And especially in those days, that there was famine, very, very, very difficult. And besides, this guy who was taking the loan, there was a good chance that he won't be able to pay it back. So Shmuel said, no problem, I'll sign the... So Amir took this, so he worked hard and he got the loan for him. When the date came to pay back the loan, so was it called to pay it back? Mm-hmm. Of course the guy didn't have any money. And Shmuel had to pay it. So Shmuel didn't have a penny to his name, so Shmuel, weeks and weeks, he went around collecting money to pay back the debt. He never even mentioned to this person took the loan. Yeah, he gave the loan. He never mentioned a word. Not a word. And he, you know, he was disgraced and everything, and humiliating. Go and collecting money. Yeah. He returned it quietly to the owner. One day, one of the relatives told him that he went into a bad deal and he lost a lot of money and a lot of people owe him. So Shmuel had a lot of money in his pocket for a wedding of one of his children. He took it and gave it all to him. His friend, Shmuel Chechik, said that he was Shmuel was this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Ten li anefesh v'achush kachla." Give me the soul and the chush, all the belongings takes to you. That's what Shmuel was. Give me the soul, all my belongings you can take. That's what Shmuel was. When Shmuel got to the period of time in life where he had to marry off his children, so he needed a revealed miracle so he could marry off his children. He never did anything, not for the next day, working again now with so much money. But now to go and organize the money, it was beyond his comprehensive thoughts. It can't be. Right? He trusted the characteristic of bitachon. Characteristic? The middle of bitachon?
Yeah.
Like it was a check, you know, like you write a check? I thought he trusted it. 100%, it's going to come. His parents, his family told him, go collect some money, the wedding's coming up, what are you going to do? They say, two of his friends said that once, fine, he went to go collect the money, he never checked how much people gave him, he didn't know anything, he never asked, he just like, what are you doing? So Ben Zion Achta used to give Shmuel a lot of money. And Shmuel never used to check out, he used to shove it into a pocket or something and didn't realize. So Ben Zion used to say, at least you should check how much I'm giving him. I gave him a lot of money. He didn't check, didn't care. It was a long time that Rabbelan used to give Shmuel, Levi Yitzchak Bender envelopes of money to give Shmuel. Without Shmuel knowing that it's come from Bella. Once Rabbi Yitzchak didn't even know where it comes from.
Somebody else gave it to him.
Somehow it got to Rabbi Yitzchak and it was for Shmuel and he brought it to Shmuel. Years later, Rabbi Yitzchak found out who gave the money. And then he found out that Bella went into debts for bringing him the money all the time. When he heard that, he decided to tell Shmuel himself where the money came from. When Shmuel heard this, immediately he calculated how much money he got from the envelopes and he himself went into debt, and he gave back all the money to the Baalam. They're not normal, these people. They're crazy.
And this is what, 30 years ago?
Longer. Maybe 50 years.
50 years.
Once.
At least.
When someone from Breslev went to Rabbi Yoav Isatna and asked him, he was collecting money for one of Shmuel's children, daughter, son of one of the sons of Shmuel for the wedding. So the Rebbe, Rabbi Yoav Isatna, a big tzaddik, he asked him, who are you collecting for exactly? He's Shmuel Shapira. Shmuel Shapira? At least $2,000. He took out $2,000. It's a lot of money. Not like today, also not a little bit. Talking about, it's like,
how did they know each other?
What?
How did they know each other?
He knew of Shmuel.
From where?
I don't know exactly. He knew all of Shmuel. No, Rabbi Yoav Isatna had a very strong connection with Breslev in general. Once Shmuel went to a very rich neighborhood that over there people, they consider how you look and not who you are. And he got a lot of bizyon on every door, a different bizayon. Shmuel, every time, I guess not my mailbox here. I mean, there's my mailbox. The person has to know, so I went to collect money. Like I told you, so my friend, who I was helping him, he said, we're coming to collect what Hashem put down for us already. So, Hashem decided already. We're just coming to collect. Not to tell people, not to convince people, nothing. To collect the money that Hashem put down there.
That's how it was. What did you do when you did, you're collecting for this guy?
How did we do? Yeah. What do you mean, how did we do well or
you
not?
Did something, yeah.
Well, did it half an hour, 20, 50 shekels, not bad. I did only one day, I went with it.
For the distribution, you know, down south, how did it go?
Ah, they went yesterday. They're going today again. That van.
They
went, I see, they fill up besides it, also full of water and Pepsis. People donate money, right? They should donate money. Also,
you go downstairs to Frida and.
Ah, you get what you get for the south. That's the best. Anyways, I don't know, I didn't speak to people when. Rabbi said, I have to be scared. So, Rabbi said, we'll continue next day, next week.